Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. We've all heard the adage that action speaks louder than words. In the world of local sports, nobody personified that more so than harness racing legend Bud Fritz. A man of precious, and I mean precious few words, Bud was never a lengthy interview at trackside, but the resume of his success in horse racing, extremely lengthy. More than 70 years ago, Fritz made his debut at Elmira Raceway, and during his career, he won the track driving title there, along with similar driving titles at Orangeville, at Western Fair, at Hanover Raceway, even at the old Owen Sound track. In his career, he won just shy of 2,000 races as a driver, and then as a trainer, he tacked on more than 1,000 victories, bumping his career earnings financially into the eight-digit category. In 1990, Bud Fritz drove three-year-old pacing colt Apache's Fame to victory in the $1 million North America Cup. It was Canada's richest harness race, and he did so before a near-capacity crowd at the old Greenwood Raceway in Toronto. Another prominent horse for Bud Fritz around that time was A Worthy Lad, who won 30 straight races. On three occasions, Bud Fritz won an O'Brien Award as Canada's Horseman of the Year, and he also won an O'Brien once as Canada's Trainer of the Year. Inducted into the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame in 2001, his legacy in local harness racing circles continues to this day through his sons and grandchildren who are involved in the sport and display a high degree of passion for the industry. Plus, most recently, Hanover Raceway named its Rising Star Award in his honor. A man of few words and major accomplishments, William Bud Fritz of Walkerton. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.